You guys have been negotiating for quite a while.
Yeah, so we ended up starting the negotiations in May. The EBA expired on the 1st of June. We had about probably 8 meetings before we came to a stalemate, and we then started to apply for protected action. We've now been out on the grass for 13 days and we were doing rolling stoppages for about a week before that. So we've been trying to negotiate better wages and better conditions. So some of the things that the boys have been really passionate about is also maintaining their job security. So in the last EBA there was clauses one that kept the job security of full-time employees and limited the amount of casuals and labour hire workers that they can use on site. The management have now taken that out of their current offer and they want to be able to use labour hire as often and as much as they please. So we're fighting against that. We want to maintain the security that we currently have, and we're not going to go back to the table until management fix that labour hire clause that they've removed and make sure that our members have the right to the overtime and also any other positions vacant.
One of the things that happens in America is, and it's creeping in here, where they have different pay scales for different people doing exactly the same work. Do you see this as being a doorway to that?
Oh, absolutely. And that has already happened. So we've got a handful of labour hire and casual employees currently that work here, and they are employed on lower wages than what our full-time employees enjoy. So what if they do want to use labour hire, we want to see them getting paid the same as the workers that are currently already employed full-time by Knauf.
Now, there's other issues, aren't there? There's safety issues, because plasterboard is actually lots of particulates, and this is a very concerning area of safety.
Yeah, absolutely. So even before the picket line started, the plan had been shut down for around 3 weeks, and that was purely because of safety issues. WorkSafe had been in here and issued quite a few PIN notices that they needed to work through. This is a pretty old plant. They haven't really spent a lot of capital in keeping up with the safety and the maintenance of a lot of the plant that they use in there. So the mill itself is where they create the gypsum and to send through to the board plant. You see the photos on Facebook. It's absolutely atrocious how much dust and additives just are actually in the air. It covers all of the fire extinguishers, the light switches, and this is stuff that the guys breathe in, day out. Sometimes the dust was so thick that it actually created a fog. And it was Boral at that point, allowed the workers to actually work in that, and it's just disgraceful.
Has WorkSafe had anything to say about this?
Yeah, they've had plenty. So one of the PIN notices was to ensure that the dust was minimised before they started up. They have had third-party contractors in there vacuuming and cleaning as much dust up as they possibly can. But what they really need to do is get the process running so they can understand where that dust is actually being generated from. And they haven't done that. They've been shut down for almost 6 weeks now. And instead of having people in there and fixing the safety and the processes while we're out on the grass, they've just basically locked everybody out, which is going to force the boys, once we get back into the gate, to work in those same unsafe conditions. This is our 13th day of being locked out, and prior to that we were doing about a week's worth of rolling stoppages where we were doing 2 hours through the day and the night, and then we mixed it up to 1 hour stoppages and 2 hour stoppages depending on the department.
How are the guys going?
The guys are going really well. It's really great to see the solidarity between the membership. Every day we're turning up at 6 a.m, rain, hail or shine.
Yeah, and it did rain the other day.
Absolutely. Yeah, this morning was horrendous. It's a great day today. So the spirits are really good. I think they see a lot of support from the community and from other businesses. We've had lots of wood donated to keep the fire going. We had a whole heap of fruit and veggie donated yesterday. We've also had other organisations come down and supply tea and coffee for us, and it's just been really great, the support that we've been shown just from the wider community and also the union movement.
Has Knauf done anything yet?
No, they're just keeping quiet at the moment. We have not heard a thing from them.
More community support?
Yeah, yep. It's Knauf has sent out some text messages offering counselling services, but apart from that, they've done absolutely nothing to support the boys throughout this process.
Now, this is an international company, right?
Yes, they're based in Germany.
Yeah, right. Can we speak to some of the boys?
Yeah, let's go find some of our delegates.
Well, I'm from 3CR and I'm keen to find out how you're feeling and what's going on.
Yep, pretty upbeat here. It is what it is, you know, we're fighting for our rights. But yeah, everything's sort of. Yeah,
well, it's a big step to take protected action. Yep. And you know, and it's food on the table and all the rest of it. But it's obviously come to a head, whatever it is that's really causing the trouble for the workers.
Yeah, it's a lot of labour hire. They're wanting to get a labour hire in, which is job security gone. So trying to push that message that we want a
Well, I know they offered you sort of an increase, but that doesn't really, that's just papering over, right?
No, it's conditions we're fighting for. So we're after conditions more than what the money is. Yeah. Yeah. Job security. It's about job security.
Is there much difference between this owner and the previous owner?
We haven't really seen much of this owner. This is the first we've had to sort of do with them. So, yeah, not really much to do yet with them.
Yeah, okay. What are you hoping for?
They've been saying the family message a lot there, but we're not really not seeing that from them. So we'd like to see us included in their family message more.
Yeah. Thanks. G'day, Bill. You want to have a word with me about... I'm from 3CR and I'd like to know...
3CR.
Yeah. What's going on here for you?
Well, we're here sort of... we're here fighting for our rights. We just want a deal. We've tried negotiating with them. 4.5 months of nothing. They didn't want to even entertain what we were suggesting or saying. And pretty much have locked us out, ultimately. And we're all here committed to not accept the deal that they're going to give us until we get what we want.
There are a couple of key issues, aren't there?
Well, yeah. I mean, the labour hire is the big one. It's not about the money. We all come to work for money, but you know, it's about the conditions ultimately. Yeah, just this place. People have fought the EBA, and we need to keep fighting it for our legacy. So we.
How long have you been working here?
I'm new compared to a lot of the people. 3 years.
Yeah. And the attitude of the workers in general have been quite staunch, hasn't it?
Oh yeah, 100%. I mean, we're here together. We're here every day, and we'll get through it together.
Were you surprised that they locked you out?
Yeah, I was actually. I was because. We had an industrial action in place, and that didn't even go for more than a week, and they locked us out straight away, so they weren't willing to negotiate.
Have you been getting a lot of community support?
We have been been getting a lot of support from the CMFU, Communist Party that's here, and the Socialists, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens.
I hope so.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, we're talking about why you're here and how long have you been working here?
I've been here for 6 years.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Now, it used to be Borrell. It's now a new company.
Yes, Canalp. Yes.
Canalp. And actually, there's some serious issues that are happening here, aren't there?
A lot of safety issues. Yeah, a lot of safety. We've actually been shut down for 3 weeks. We've got fiberglass issues. We've got traffic management issues. First aid issues. Yeah, there's a lot of safety issues. So in the mill, dust issues. So they shut the mill down for 3 weeks and got commercial vacuums in to clean it out. So and then pretty much went back and they've locked us out now. So yeah.
Were you surprised that they locked you out?
I was. I was expecting to be locked out, but not this early. So just the EBA that they've offered us, their casual clause. It's not good for us. It's not good for job security. So yeah, a lot of angry boys on the line here.
In America, a lot of these companies are trying to have people working doing the same job but different rates of pay.
Yep.
Are you seeing that? Is that what you're expecting from them?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, they'll get a lot of labour hire in. It jeopardises our full-time employment, I believe. So I really enjoy this job. It's a good job to work for, a good bunch of blokes. But to get the casuals in on the line, it's not good for us long term.
Yeah, it also it's to do with, you know, getting people at the drop of a hat.
Exactly right, exactly. And then full-timers, at least we've got a bit of job security. If they get casuals in, they don't like them, they can move them on, get someone else. There's someone else in line to come in. So,
and no sick pay.
No
holiday leave.
Yeah, exactly right. So cheaper, cut down all the overtime. So, yeah, it's not good.
This is actually a really touchstone issue you guys are fighting for.
It is. I believe if this casual clause was taken out, I don't think we'd be out on the grass. I think that's... money is an issue, but... the casual clause is the biggest issue, I believe, on the line at the moment. So, yeah.
Bit of class warfare going on here.
Absolutely. They tried it in the last EBA. We had an old plant manager that brought labour hire in, thinking that they could run the line while we were doing rolling stoppages, and he didn't last long after we won the fight. So, yeah. Yeah, so hopefully we stay strong and we'll win this fight and we'll keep the casuals out.
Now, there must be a fighting fund, is there? Do you want people to...
Absolutely. I believe there is a fighting fund. So hopefully all the unions out there, they're getting some money for us. But we don't... Our opponent, CSR, was out just before Christmas last year and they had a fighting fund. So a lot of guys went over to their line and supported them, donated to them. And I know a few of their boys have come over here today and supporting us. So, yeah, fighting fund would be good.
And people to come down and say hello to you.
Absolutely. Drop by, say hello, get to know the boys. We had people drop fresh fruit off yesterday, so that was good. Union's always here. We've got the Socialist Party here. So it's really encouraging to see the community come out and support us.
I'm from 3CR, and I'm collecting some information about this lockout. Can you give me your impressions?
My impressions is... all these boys here have all got mortgages, they've got a whole lot to do here, right? All we're asking for a little wee piece of the pie, like, look up there, 6%. That's all we want, and we want one little clause taken out of the EBA, and we'll all be back at work. So if this company can just come to the party, we're all laughing.
Thanks.
Nice.